قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولئن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون.
Allah's statement, say to them, if the abode of the hereafter with Allah is indeed for you especially and not for others of mankind, then long for death if you are truthful. But they will never long for it because of what their hands have sent before them, that is, what they have done. And Allah is aware of the zalimeen. And verily, you will find them, that is Jews, the greediest of mankind for life, and even greedier than those who ascribe partners to Allah. One of them wishes that he could be given a life of 1,000 years, but the grant of such life will not save him even a little from due punishment. And Allah is seer of what they do. Chapter 2, verses 94 to 96, Al-Quran. The next topic is calling the Jews to invoke Allah to destroy the unjust party. Muhammad bin Ishaq narrated that Ibn Abbas said, Allah said to his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to them, if the home of the hereafter with Allah is indeed for you especially and not for others of mankind, then long for death if you are truthful. Meaning, invoke Allah to bring death to the lying camp among the two, that is Muslims and Jews. The Jews declined this offer by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's statement, but they will never long for it because of what their hands have sent before them, that is, what they have done. And Allah is aware of the zalimeen, polytheists and wrongdoers. Meaning, since they know that they recognize you and yet disbelieve in you, had they wished death that day, no Jew would have remained alive on the face of the earth. Moreover, Al-Tahaq said that Ibn Abbas said that, then long for death, means invoke Allah for death. Also Abdul Razzaq narrated that Ikrimah said that Ibn Abbas commented, then long for death if you are truthful, means had the Jews invoked Allah for death, they would have perished. Also Ibn Abi Hatim recorded Sa'id bin Jubair saying that Ibn Abbas said, had the Jews asked for death, one of them would have choked on his own saliva. These statements have authentic chains of narration up to Ibn Abbas. Further, Ibn Jarir said in his tafsir, we were told that the Prophet ﷺ said, had the Jews wished for death, they would have died and seen their seats in the fire. And those who invoked such curse against Allah's Messenger would have found no families or property had they returned to their homes. Similar to this ayah is Allah's statement in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Allah said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O you Jews, if you pretend that you are friends of Allah, to the exclusion of all other mankind, then long for death if you are truthful, but they will never long for it, that is death, because of what deeds their hands have sent before them. And Allah knows well the zalimeen. Say to them, verily, the death from which you flee will surely meet you. Then you will be sent back to Allah, the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he will tell you what you used to do. Chapter 62, verses 6 to 8, Al-Quran. So they claimed that they were Allah's sons and loved ones and said, only those who are Christian or Jews shall enter paradise. Therefore, they were called to invoke Allah to destroy the lying group, be it them or the Muslims. When the Jews declined, everyone was sure of their wrong, for had they been sure of their claims, then they would have accepted the proposal. Their lies were thus exposed after they declined the offer to invoke the curse. Similarly, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called a delegation of Najran's Christians to curse after he refuted them in a debate in which they demonstrated stubbornness and defiance. Allah said, "Then whoever disputes with you concerning him, that is Isa, after all this knowledge that has come to you, that is Isa being a servant of Allah and having no share in divinity, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then we pray and invoke sincerely the curse of Allah upon those who lie." Chapter 3, verse 61, Al-Quran. When the Christians heard this challenge, some of them said to each other, "By Allah, if you do such with this prophet, none of you will have an eye that blinks." This is when they resorted to peace and gave the jizya, that is tax, in disgrace. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the jizya from them and sent Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah with them as a trustee. Similar to this meaning is Allah's command to his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to proclaim to the polytheists, "Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever is in error, the most gracious Allah will prolong him in it." Chapter 19, verse 75, Al-Quran. Meaning, whoever among us has deviated, may Allah increase and prolong his deviation. We will mention this subject later, Allah willing. The mubahala, that is invocation to Allah to destroy the liars, was called a wish here, because every just person wishes that Allah destroy the unjust opponent who is debating with him, especially when the just person has a clear, apparent proof for the truth he is calling to. Also, the mubahala involves invoking Allah for death of the unjust group, because to disbelievers, life is the biggest price, especially when they know the evil destination they will meet after death. The next topic is, disbelievers wish they could live longer. This is why Allah said next, "But they will never long for it because of what their hands have sent before them, that is what they have done. And Allah is aware of the zalimeen. And verily, you will find them, that is the Jews, the greediest of mankind for life." Meaning, greedy to live longer because they know their evil end and the only reward they will have with Allah is total loss. This life is a prison for the believer and paradise for the disbeliever. Therefore, the people of the book wish they could delay the hereafter as much as possible. However, they shall certainly meet what they are trying to avoid, even if they are more eager to delay the hereafter than the polytheist who do not have a divine book. Muhammad bin Ishaq narrated that Ibn Abbas commented on, "But the grant of such life will not save him even a little from due punishment," means long life shall not save them from torment. Certainly the polytheists do not believe in resurrection after death, and they would love to enjoy a long life. The Jews know the humiliation they will suffer in the hereafter for knowingly ignoring the truth. Also, Abdurrahman bin Zayd bin Aslam said, "The Jews are most eager for this life. They wish they could live for 1,000 years. However, living for 1,000 years will not save them from torment, just as Iblis, Satan, long life did not benefit him due to being a disbeliever." Allah's statement, "And Allah is seer of what they do," meaning Allah knows what his servants are doing, whether good or evil, and will compensate each of them accordingly.